As you can see here, I think that it is possible that if Sultankala was an independent, protected city, then the Kiskalas were independent Koshks. If I think about the Islamic period and these Koshks, I can imagine that these monuments were the place of residence of very well-known people of Sultankala. The corrugated walls of the Kiskala, which still remain here at present, together with the height of these walls, indicate to me that it was a multi-story building. The Little Kiskala is located close to the Great Kiskala, so they should have had connections too. Of course, we know many legends about these monuments in Turkmenistan. One of them says that young boys used to shoot arrows from their bows standing on the Little Kiskala, and that they could then marry girls from the Great Kiskala. But of course, there is a big difference between the history and the legends. Some excavations and subsequent research by different scientists and archaeologists in the past show that this monument probably belonged to one of the Khans of Merv.